This is Dakota Date Book for February 20th. On this date in 1798, Pembina fur trader Chabayes of the Northwest Company noted that the old cooter Orel and her son set off for her catch. She gave her incentive gifts to encourage her to return. He likely identified the Odawa leader Netnokwa and her adopted son, John Tanner, the white Indian, who was abducted in Kentucky as a child by the Ojibwe men from Michigan. In 1812, Lord Selkirk sent settlers to Canada. Tanner hunted bison to supply them for the winter. Cuthbert Grant of the Northwest Company attempted to recruit Tanner to join Métis rebels in attacking the Hudson's Bay Company. Tanner refused to take sides, but after Selkirk's men captured Fort William at Thunder Bay, Tanner guided them to Winnipeg and helped recapture Fort Douglas. Selkirk became interested in Tanner's story, gave him a small pension, and sent letters to Tanner's relatives in Kentucky. Selkirk believed Major Stephen Long, who had returned from his Rocky Mountain expedition via the Red River, could help Tanner find employment and reunite with his family of origin. Tanner already had several children from his native marriages. Major Long told Tanner he could do nothing for him, assuming he was a worthless man hiding among the natives. Tanner finally showed him papers from Governor Clark and other influential men who attested to his character and background. Edwin James, surgeon and botanist for the Long expedition, arranged Tanner's position as U.S. interpreter at Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. He worked closely with Tanner, who was illiterate, to write his biography. The book was a popular success and remains an important historical document incorporating Native cultural perspectives, including humor. Tanner was a keen first-hand observer of the natural world, people, places, seasonal activity, and significant events in U.S. Canadian and tribal history. Tanner's reunion with his remaining relatives in Kentucky was a joyful event, but he couldn't stay. After returning to Michigan, he was blamed for the murder of Mr. Schoolcraft and vanished into the wilderness. Lieutenant Tilden at the Army Post later confessed to the crime. Years later, a skeleton found in a bog was identified as Tanner by an Ojibwe man named Gourneau, who recognized his personal effects. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Lee Serdrick. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.